Hello, this is Shane Bolton, and welcome back to the Broadside Podcast. This week, we have Sarah Lightly talking about her new article, Dancing Through the Pandemic in Central Oregon, and also other interesting topics. I hope you enjoy. So today on the Broadside Podcast, we have Sarah Lightly, and welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you.
Happy
to be here.
Yeah. So how long have you been working for the Broadside?
I started at the beginning of September of year 2020.
And then what made you want to join the Broadside team?
So I'm an English literature major, but I have no idea what I'm going to do with that. So I decided, let's try out a different style of writing that I've never tried. Journalism is definitely completely different than anything I've ever done. So I tried it out, pretty much fell in love. So I'm here now.
Okay. Yeah. What is your favorite part of writing for the Broadside?
Showcasing featured stories, like little small mom and pop shops and their backgrounds of the people that are part of the BIN community.
And then, so you have a story that came out this Friday. It's called Dancing Through the Pandemic in Central Oregon. And then what made you come up with that idea specifically?
Yeah, so I've been dancing for 14 years. And so last year was kind of my final year, and I love dancing, and I know how hard it is for everybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I contacted some of the dance studios that I have danced at, and I was like, how are you doing this? Because they're not in their studios right now. They're doing it all through Zoom, which is incredibly difficult.
Oh gosh, I couldn't even imagine that. That's crazy. Dancing and working out over Zoom. Yeah.
And especially in like a small bedroom or even like in your kitchen, because you... Mm-hmm. You have no room to do it, but you still do it.
Yeah. Have you been dancing?
I did last year, 2020. I did on Zoom.
It was. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. You have to keep your bedroom clean, and you have to push everything to the side and hope you don't smash into a wall or anything. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was a cool article. I enjoyed that. What article that you've written so far has been most interesting to you that you found intriguing? And
I did one back in September about the adoption rates in Bend.
Mm-hmm.
For animals, and that I just loved that. It was the most interesting thing I've ever. It was just cool to see that people are coming out and adopting more than ever during the pandemic. So I thought that was just incredible.
Could you explain a little bit your like writing process of how you come up with an idea, and then like, do you write your article like in one sitting, or do you do it throughout the week? Like that, how do you do that?
Yeah, I pretty much just look at the surroundings. Like I look at events that are happening or what is important to people. And that's kind of how I come up with an idea. And then I have a very busy schedule, so most of the time it's everything in one day and hope I get it in on time kind of style. But I do plan out throughout the week and hope, like, plan out interviews and my questions. So it's a whole week process, but I normally do it in one day. So.
Okay. What else other than the Broadside do you do just as activities or like in the school at COCC? Do you do anything else?
I don't really do anything else. I'm a freshman this year, so...
Yeah, same with me, yeah.
So it's really hard to create another community other than the Broadside.
Yeah, yeah. Do you just do all your class? Do you have a job?
Yeah, I work for The Gap.
Oh, okay, okay.
In Old Mill, yeah.
Okay, on the weekends, yeah. Because I've... Going into college compared to high school, I feel like the workload is a lot more, which I was not expecting as much. So
yeah,
I can feel you.
Five classes. right now. Yeah,
especially on Zoom, and then it's like it's hard to learn really anything on Zoom, so you have to like read the textbooks and all the info you got, and then I always go and like search YouTube videos on all the content so I can even get more information. But yeah,
that's interesting.
Because I'm trying to do aviation, so that's my major, which is a hard topic in certain
especially
areas.
Especially over Zoom, I feel.
Yeah, like especially over Zoom, but I still got to go out and fly at the airport. So.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that. I don't know. This is what I do on podcasts. I've done all the questions, so now I'm kind of just trying to talk about who I am and what the podcast is about. But yeah, I'll talk about the aviation, I guess, but and you can put some input if you have the time. But so yeah, the aviation's good. I have my classes, and then luckily the flying's still going, and COCC has a really good aviation program. It's the only one in the state for colleges, so. Yeah,
I feel like COCC does a great job of having a variety of things that no one else has.
Yeah, it's a good variety, especially out here. Aviation's good because like this time of year, it's clear all like full 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Other than the wind, that's the only bad thing. But yeah, that's what I've been.
Are you going out with a class, or is it just you and the teacher?
It's just me and an instructor. So I go out. There's to the Bend Airport. They have like a flight program, which is separate from the college or like flight school, and I do it there. And then I did have a class in person. Actually, this was stressful. So we had a class in person last term, and it was like we were all spread out and wearing masks, and someone in the class contracted COVID-19. Oh, and like 4 days later after the class, or like he like got symptoms 4 days after the class. So it was like, wait, what? I was like really scared. And then I figured out who it was. And it was this dude that we were walking out of the building, and he stopped me and asked me a question about flying, because I was flying the other day. And he was the kid that got it. And I was like so scared that I was going to get it. But yeah, I was fine, luckily. So luckily the school was good at doing the social distancing. But yeah, that was very stressful that someone in my class got COVID-19 4 days after probably had it in the class, but
yeah,
that was a little stressful. Have you had any in-person classes?
I have no in-person classes, but I definitely feel that fear and at Gap, because there's so many people coming from other states, and it's like, oh my gosh.
I'm lucky that I'm not working right now, or like in the services specifically, but yeah, that would be like a day-to-day stressful, like, okay, just it's like, I don't even know, like even dealing with the money would be like, okay, it's like, it feels dirty, but yeah, everything's just kind of like, I don't know, just making me nervous lately. So
we had someone come in from Texas, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just.
Oh, luckily they weren't like from like Great Britain or like South Africa, because there's like different strains now from there. So that, but yeah, still. Yeah, no, that's my one.
Black Friday was.
Oh, there was Black Friday?
Yeah, we had Black Friday, and actually it wasn't that bad. Like, it was just like a normal day, but we definitely had like lines out the door, like in freezing temperatures, and people are just standing in line. And I'm like, that's okay.
How busy was it? Because like.
We are actually like at 20%. So we don't do the 70%. We do the 20%. And so we have
20% what?
Of like amount of customers in the store.
Capacity. Okay. Oh, that you only let those many people in. Okay.
Yeah. And so we only can have like 45 people, including the 10 people that are on staff. So it got up to 45, but it wasn't to the point. I think last year they said that they had like, they were completely packed. So like 100% capacity, which is like filling the store completely, which is
this if that happened this year, that's crazy. So it's a part of everyone's life now. So but speaking about Corona, I learned today that my mom, who lives in Portland, takes care of a an older woman who has Alzheimer's, and she has gotten the first shot of the Pfizer.
Oh, yeah.
Today. So yeah, she got that, which was kind of, I was like, wait, people are actually like I wasn't expecting to know someone to get it, but because my mom helps with her, she got it, which I thought was cool. And hopefully there's more vaccines rolling out, because I'll be taking it as soon as I can. So I'd, yeah.
Well, I think teachers are getting it.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I saw that teachers are going to get it in the state, which is cool. And what's also surprising is that I've seen lots of school buses around Bend.
Yeah.
And there's kids on them. And I was like, I haven't seen a school bus with kids on it in like a year, which is nuts to say. But yeah, that was kind of shocking to me that schools are back at social distanced, and which is crazy. So
yeah, CSCC, or not CSCC, Crook County, because I live in Palview, they started months and months ago, and so they have high school, all of the elementary and stuff.
Oh, really? They have high school? That's okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they have way less than Deschutes cases. Okay. But the first day I saw kids playing on the playground for the first time since like, I don't know, March of last year, I like cried. I was like, oh my God, kids are playing. They're happy, which is important. So
Well, I don't know, I don't have anything else to say. That was a good conversation, and but thank you, Sarah. It's a good interview. You can check her out on The Broadside. There will be a link in the description to The Broadside, and you can read her articles at Sarah Lightly. Thank you. I'd like to thank Sarah for this week's interview on the Broadside podcast. You can check out her articles at thebroadsideonline.com and her new article, Dancing Through the Pandemic in Central Oregon. Thank you for joining the podcast this week, and I hope to see you again next week.